The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening, I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. With Phase 1 of their climate change adaptation plan complete, the City of Terrace is also working on a green fleet plan. Jennifer McIntyre, a planner for the city, talked about where the idea for the green fleet came from and where the plan is now.
The green fleet plan for the city was directed from council. They had brought up the fact that they wanted to transition to electric vehicles plenty of times. And then last year we hired a sustainability intern to see what we would need to do to electrify our fleet. So that led us down a path to find the BC Hydro's EV Fleet Ready Plan and discuss it with our internal vehicle committee. We started looking for companies with expertise in this field to apply for the project late last year, and then we received 3 proposals and awarded GHD and AES Engineering to start our plan, and we just had our kickoff meeting this week, so we started the plan this week.
McIntyre talked about how the green fleet will contribute to the city's climate goals.
The whole goal of the project is to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions, which is directed under our official community plan to, by 2050, to be 80% below 2007 levels, so this will help us get to that goal.
Originally priced at $20,000, but now facing a total cost of $37,075, McIntyre talked about what contributed to the increase in budget and where that money is coming from.
Yeah, when we originally were scoping out the project, we asked BC Hydro, well, how much do these plans cost? And they gave us like, oh, well, $20,000. So that's why we asked for $10,000, because BC Hydro also contributes $10,000. So, but once we got our proposals in, there was a wide range of prices, and they were quite more than what we were expecting. So then we had to go back to council and ask for more funding, which comes from the Local Government Climate Action Plan Reserve Fund, which is a funding program provided by the province for climate initiatives. So we are utilizing those.
McIntyre also talked about what else that funding has been used for the city.
So we are working on the climate change adaptation plan, as I mentioned. So we're utilizing quite a big chunk from 2022 funding for that, as well as the Green Fleet plan. And we also hired a sustainability intern to help us with capacity issues for these projects last year. So that's where that money went to. And then we'll get an additional $121,000 and change this year for 2023. And we don't have anything earmarked for that just yet, but we'll assume that any additional work that comes from the Green Fleet plan and the climate change adaptation plan will be utilized from that fund.
Now in phase 2, McIntyre explained the city's climate change adaptation plan.
We finished phase 1 of the plan in December, which looked at our climate change projections, and now we're looking at the risk and vulnerability of climate on our community and our city infrastructure. So we're hoping to get that phase of the project completed this spring, and then we'll move on to making an action plan and prioritizing all of the risks and projects that could be associated with mitigating risk to the community from climate. So that whole project will also wrap up around the end of July as well, or beginning of July.
Both plans are expected to be complete by June. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story on canada-info.ca.